In today's episode, JJ has Lawnmower Man flashbacks, I praise a killer's originality, Mike mentions Cool Spot the video game, and Samantha prefers her gore in a more Victorian setting. This is Friday the 13th, the final chapter. Saturday mornings. Nothing like them. You know what is a good start to a Saturday morning, guys? A great horror movie on a Friday. Especially
what?
If it's a Friday the 13th. Ha!
That's a great start to a Saturday.
It is. Like cold pizza, leftovers, you know?
That's what they should have named the sequels. It's just... a succession of days. No, Saturday the 14th and then Sunday the 15th.
Oh.
Well, welcome to Funsphere Game Club, everyone. Or excuse me, Funsphere Movie Club.
It's
the first of a special double feature movie club this month to celebrate the fun month of October. Hi, I'm Josh.
I'm...
the last girl?
I am the last girl, I guess. / only.
I'm Joshua Voorhees.
Okay.
I did learn about
and
that.
And then rounding us off, we have Camp Counselor Mike.
I'm a ghost.
Well, in case it was unclear to everyone, today we're talking about Friday the 13th, but specifically we're going to be talking about Friday the 13th Part 4.
Which is deceptive because that's not even the name of the movie.
That's correct.
And it took us way too long to find it.
It's Friday the 13th. No more of these.
The final chapter.
The final chapter, yes, that is the full title.
Which is also a lie.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why they put psych.
They did not put psych in the fifth one. That would have been great, though. All right, so just a quick rundown for folks. Friday the 13th, the final chapter, is a 1984 American slasher film directed by Joseph Zito. And it is the fourth entry in the Friday the 13th series. This film involves, of course, the presumed dead Jason Voorhees, who escapes from the morgue and returns to Crystal Lake to continue his killing spree.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe this is addressed in a previous film, but why is he not a child?
It is never fully addressed, that I believe. I just think that, you know, despite, like, The Omen coming out in the 1970s, a slasher film, you're not really going to take a kid that seriously, like, you know, when you could just, like, punch him in the face.
On, like, an old woman.
Yeah, kind of. Like, you...
But he died as a kid.
He drowned in a lake, but continued to grow and also became amphibious.
Yeah. And starting off with 4 is a bad place to try to... figured all that out as well. So,
okay. So to give you guys a little backstory, this was supposed to be the final installment in the series. It really was. They had planned it, and that's kind of why I picked this one for a reason. This is the one I think where the violence is the most ratcheted up for the first couple of films. This is also kind of where Jason gets his kind of most iconic look with the full hockey mask. It's got a split in it. because just spoilers. So Friday the 13th part one, Jason's not in it until the very, very end. And he's a kid in that part. His killer, the killer in that film is his mother. In the second one, it is Jason, but he wears a pillowcase on his head. The third one, he does have a hockey mask, but he kind of is goofy looking the whole time. And then, like I said, part four is one that I've got some history with and I'll get into. But like I said, it's kind of the, like, if I was going to introduce someone into, all right, I want to watch all the Friday the 13th. So I'd be like, why don't you start with part four and then go back and then go forward? Okay. So what were our thoughts and feelings about the movie? History with the films. Anything you guys got?
I'll go first. So we have not watched any of them. Okay. I know you said, let's go ahead and just jump to four, but it was several weeks ago, so we were like, we have time. We'll try to go through them. So we watched one, we watched two. They were both all right. I will say, ahead of time, four was not my favorite. I think the rankings for me are one, two, and then four.
Okay, interesting. Is that just because you're a diehard Kevin Bacon fan and Kevin Bacon is in the first
one? I think it's this is like the second movie that this has happened to me, where the first one being Rambo.
Okay.
I knew about it through pop culture, like so much about the movie that I assumed I knew what it was about, but then I was actually surprised that, like, oh, this has very little to do with what I thought it would be. So, like, the whole mom being the killer, that was I was surprised that it was still a surprise.
Yeah.
So that made it that made it better or stick out more in my mind. And then two, I thought was a logical next step for a sequel. Them trying to use psychology to deal with his mother issues as a tactic. I thought that was kind of fun. Four, I think, was just whatever. He's killing people now. And then,
yeah, he's just killing.
Ruby, shut up! God, that cat! Every time I come in this room, she just sits there. Anyway, we tried to watch three, and then I was like, "Jesus Christ, are they trying to make this a 3D movie?" And
yes,
I couldn't.
That
I
is
couldn't
another
get...
reason I did not suggest three is because it was filmed in 3D.
It was obnoxious. The whole movie, it was like, oh!
Yes, it's really bad in hindsight. Like, and I think it took them years, and I mean years, before they ever released a 3D cut. And I think it was on, like, one of the collector's editions that had all the films. So, yeah. That was another reason we skipped three.
Hold on, I gotta lock this cat up. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
I gotta go punt this cat. I'm gonna drop kick this cat. I can't believe he said that.
Maybe all the violence from the movie is affecting him. And now he's gonna hurt this poor cat. Alright, let's see. Let's have somebody else jump in. JJ, what's your experience with this film series and such?
Yeah, so I kinda like Mike in a way. I mean, I grew up, I'm a few years older than you all, so I was able to kind of grow with these movies, but for the most part, I never really got into them until I was old enough technically to watch them.
Okay.
So by the time you hit four, five, six, they almost become more stand-up comedy than anything else. I mean, at this point, because, yeah, one, super serious. Two, you know, it's a great follow-up. Three, I don't remember three, honestly. I didn't even go to it because Mike and I were kind of talking about it, and he was like, well, it's 3D. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that. Nah, I'm not going to even waste my time. And then four is pretty much oh, this is cool. You know, this is why you buy a Jason mask, or this is why you buy a hockey mask. This is,
yep.
Yeah. And so it was really geared to, you know, me. What year did that movie come out in again? I forgot.
1984.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was four, but I probably watched it when I was like 10 or 11. So, yeah. So with that, I was like, oh, this is awesome. I just wore a hockey mask around the neighborhood. All the kids had them. You know, I wore that and a Freddy glove as well at the same time. So, but. Yeah, it's crazy at this point, because you're just watching to see how people will die, really.
Yes.
You just don't even care about the plot. And they just kind of threw that out the window as well. Yeah, he comes back. What's the creative way you're going to bring him back to life? And how is he going to kill people? And that was pretty much it. You're just... So that's my experience with it.
Gotcha. Okay. Samantha, what about you?
None experience. Zero.
Okay.
I can appreciate the campiness of, like, how these sorts of movies become as they go on. But I don't really like slasher films.
Okay.
I don't like just watching, like, I don't watch, like, I like creepy movies. I like eerie stuff, more otherworldly stuff. But so the first one kind of is more in my wheelhouse, kind of. It was still just like, let's kill these kids. But also, I'm an old woman, and definitely the first girl was killed by a man.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. Those were man arms. Anyway.
What, you're saying a lady can't be jacked?
I'm saying that was not her.
Look, I'm serious. If you're going to kill a bunch of kids, you're going to have to do a couple of months of cross training beforehand. You're going to bulk up a little bit.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. But she just lost all her muscle by the end of the film. But anyway, the fourth one, I don't know. I liked the kid.
Okay.
And I always think it's weird, too, that these things, like, for, you know, they're like, oh, it's all like sexy and we're gonna kill people, but it's the pure people who live. Always. It's almost like some weird abstinence agenda in a way.
Okay, so just a real quick aside, who here has seen A Cabin in the Woods?
I've seen that.
So you know that is literally a central plot point of the film. There is there's a reason that's a trope, but it's used in a very interesting way in that film.
Well, yeah, Cabin in the Woods. I still even though that movie's good and I liked the twist, I still just don't like watching just
slasher films.
Just that slasher part. Okay. Like I don't mind. I like seeing the aftermath of gore, more in a Victorian sense, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like. Laid out nice.
Yeah.
I'm in the same boat as you.
I don't like to see it happen.
I like psychological
kind
of stuff to get scared. But jump scares, I just think, are boring.
Yeah. It's like, it's cheap. But like I said, I can appreciate the campiness of it. It's just like, slasher films, they're really not for me. I can appreciate Scream, I guess.
Okay.
Because it's a little different, a little more modern. But even like even then, as soon as the killing starts happening, I'm like, why can't they just live?
Why can't they just live? It's because Jason doesn't play that game. That's not his business. He's not in the business of making people live. He's making people.
He should have let that one guy live for his violent dancing.
Yes.
So yeah, like stuff like that is fine. Yeah, I love any of the campy stuff, but and deaths obviously aren't realistic or anything. It's just not for. I told you guys I have no brain power anymore. It's all IT stuff now. But
that'll be the next Friday the 13th.
Oh, we'll make her watch The Lawnmower Man. Oh. That'll. JJ, that reaction is so
the
good.
Only
so
thing
good.
I know about that is that it was a Super Nintendo game, right?
That is correct. There was a Super Nintendo game, and it also sucked.
I can imagine. The box art was bad.
Lawnmower.
I remember always seeing it video movies to go.
and it never went. It never went.
They always put it next to the 7-Up game.
Like you had a
cool spot. Cool spot. All right, Mike, so before I get into mine, do you have any other thoughts that you want to pick back up from before you were violent with a feline?
I wasn't violent. I just put her in a cage.
Oh, my God.
No, just what we talked about before.
Okay. All right, so I will admit, much like you guys, that I do not find Friday the 13th or slasher films in general to be scary. If I want to watch a scary movie, I do prefer more of a creepy type movie or something like that. But I've always, and I think a lot of people do this too, they put slashers kind of in its own genre. It's not really a horror movie, it's a slasher film.
Yeah.
So I have some very interesting history with this film. So much like JJ, I was very young when this came out. I was only 2. But I have a flat out vivid memory of being let's say, couldn't have been any older than maybe 6 years old, and seeing a commercial for this film because it was going to be shown on TV that night. So back in the day, Fox didn't have a lot of TV channels or shows. So they would show old monster movies and stuff like that on regular TV. And for some reason, I to this day can remember sitting in front of the TV, seeing this commercial for this movie. As specifically, it focuses on that screen scene where he kind of just jumps through the window. And so I remember being oh my gosh, I am so scared of this movie. And I didn't see it for another decade, but I did have experience with the franchise through the Friday the 13th NES game.
Oh, dear.
So.
What the heck?
Oh, yes.
Who do you play as?
Oh, you play... I'm so glad you asked. Because you play as camp counselors. And there you have a team of 6 of them. And they all have different stats. And you run around trying to save children from Jason.
Hmm.
You go into these cabins, you pick up items, and then when Jason attacks, it turns into Punch-Out. It's literally Punch-Out.
It sounds like not a terrible premise.
It's not. It's not a bad game. It's difficult as crap, I will tell you that. Beating Jason once is pretty much impossible. And as soon as he gets your top tier counselors, he kills them, you're done.
It's over.
The game's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But back when I was a teenager, my younger brother got into the films and he bought the collection that had the 3D version of the film. So that's why I knew it took a long time for it to come out. So I was like, you know what? I really need to sit down and watch
this. Was it just the blue and red glasses?
Yes, okay. It was just the blue and red basically the same ones you would get on a cereal box. Yeah. Said, 3D glasses. Yeah. And of course it still didn't work very well because TVs weren't really designed to do 3D that well, even with modern technology.
Doesn't 30 Rock have a 3D episode?
Do they?
Do you remember?
I know that Arrested Development did a bit. Whenever they were about to get canceled, they were pulling out all the tropes.
Yes, that's right.
But it was just the one scene of him throwing the tomato.
And I was going to say, that was before 3D TVs were a thing, too.
Yeah, they were just doing regular stuff, surprise guests that are only in a scene.
Oh,
sorry.
Gotcha. So I did eventually go through all of these, and I have seen them all.
How many are there?
And let's see here. So it gets complicated. It goes to Jason X, which is 10, mm-hmm. but technically I think 9 is Freddy versus Jason. Mm-hmm. So it's a film in both Friday the 13th series and a Nightmare on Elm Street series.
How come they never invited Shrek? How come they never invited Michael Myers to play
because
with
them? I will say this. Of the genres, there's the big three. You're going to have Jason, you're going to have Freddy, and you're going to have Michael Myers. And Michael Myers has always been played dead serious. He's the one exception. He doesn't do crossovers. He's supposed to be, like, truly terrifying, whereas the other two go in different directions. But we'll get into that a little bit later.
So am I wrong in assuming, I think JJ and I talked about this at work, but am I wrong in assuming that they weren't trying to set up that kid to be a successor to Jason at the end of the fourth? Because that's what it felt like.
Okay, so
yeah, it seemed like
the Tommy Jarvis saga is what happens over the next three films, or the next two films. This one plus.
So
the
he
next
starts
two,
turning crazy, and becomes a murderer.
They kind of. So there was that idea originally that they were gonna have Tommy. Well, they were gonna be done with this, but they kind of wanted to, like, you know, kind of take a safety bet and be like, oh, if we have to come back to this, we can make Tommy the next villain. Mm-hmm. Because, coincidentally, Halloween 3, which is where Michael Myers comes from, is not about Michael Myers. Mm-hmm. It's called A Season of the Witch. Is that right?
Yep, Season of the Witch.
Okay. Yeah, and it's an anthology film. So they might have been like, okay, if we come back to the series, we're going to pick it up with a new villain. But instead they pivoted and made Tommy kind of like the Van Helsing. But yes, originally the idea was that they could come back and make Tommy be the villain if they needed to, but they decided to make him you know, kind of his Jason's antagonist for at least a couple of films.
So his evil glare was directed at Jason.
And knowing poor Corey Feldman, his evil glare was directed at Hollywood at that moment. That poor guy, he's had a life. But all in all, like I said, I like this one a lot because, like I said, I think this is where it's Jason at his kind of, we're going to ramp up the violence, we're not going to have any goofy 3D stuff, he doesn't look like a goober in a pillowcase anymore. And like I said, this will spawn Halloween costumes from here to the end of eternity, from this point forward, with the Jason mask. And like I said, being related to it also through the game, because the game has the knife through the eye like the film does in one of the scenes, or the opening scene. So that's how I got connected to it. And these are one of these films I come back to every couple of years. I'm not like a big traditionalist of like every Halloween I'm going to watch Friday the 13th. I'm not. It's like, you know what? I've got an hour to kill, hour and a half. I'll watch Friday the 13th Part 4. Why not? It's great. So, Mike and Samantha, sounds like Samantha, did you guys go past 4 when you were watching any of these?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
I kind of watched the first one, and then I watched the fourth one.
Okay. That's a good one. Mike, so you went through
one, we did 1, 2,
three, 4.
The first 10 minutes of 3, and then 4.
Okay. That sounds about right.
As soon as they do the baseball scene where the bat comes at you, I was like, all right, I can't do an hour and a half of this bullshit.
But see, 4, on the other side, or on the other hand, they have their first kill, the first 6 minutes of the movie? I mean, and so it's just nonstop killing. So then, you know, kind of to your point, you guys don't like that, you know, the slasher type thing, but he's killing within the first few minutes of the movie, and it just never stops.
They want you to know that Jason is serious in this movie. There's not going to be the stalking and the fake outs of, you know, it's not Jason, it's their friend camp counselor that was behind the door that scared them or something like that. No, he's on a mission today to go through people. And he does.
Yeah, all the teens.
He does. He gets that guy from Back to the Future. He kills the twins. He kills that random hitchhiker lady that's trying to go to, like, Canada, mm-hmm. I think. Like, she gets no lines. She has a funny sign, and then she's just like murked immediately. It's great. Okay.
I still don't understand why.
Okay, so without giving like any spoilers, Jason is supposed to be just kind of like the an analogy for an unstoppable force of nature. There's not really a why with him. They don't try to flesh out the lore of Jason all that much, as far as I know at all. Like, they may try to give a little like hints and stuff here, but it's like so few and far between that they just don't bother. He's just an unstoppable killing machine.
And that's kind of I would simply stop him.
Let's that gave me an idea. Let's talk about just villains in general, situations where we feel like it was done better than this. Like, somebody like Jason, who is, I guess, unkillable. But what, I don't think they do a good job of, like, well, he gets energy by killing people. Like, the whole why of killing doesn't make sense. Like, a permanent fixture. They don't outright say, like, no, he didn't die. Or, yeah, he's a ghost, or anything. Like, there's no rationale behind what he is or why he exists.
And I think that's kind of like if you were going to try to do like an English essay on Friday the 13th, the series, that would actually be my answer, is that he's more terrifying because there is no why behind him. He's not like avenging, like, let's just take some examples, like, Poltergeist, like, the home is built on an Indian burial ground, right? Mm-hmm. There's nothing specifically interesting about Camp Crystal Lake. Nothing involving the land. Nothing involving his family.
Yeah, that's what I think is ridiculous, is for them to, like, have all these questions. They should not have made such a specific event that put all of this in motion. It was a couple of distracted teenagers let a kid drown, and now... there's a permanent evil force.
Well, then the whole movie should be about negligence. Think about, as parents, you get a brochure in the mail for Camp Crystal Lake. You're like, oh, it's half off. Let me send my kid over there without doing the research. Or
right.
So, yeah, I don't know.
But, yeah, like I said, there's definitely, like, some, you know, like Samantha mentioned, like, the abstinence push and stuff like that. But I always, like... personally just viewed Jason is just kind of the answer to, like, why does evil exist in the world? Sometimes it just does, and it can't be reasoned with, it can't be stopped, and it just, and I think it was also like there were so many of the other film series that tried to start giving more explanation to the villain, like the reasons behind that,
or how they keep showing back up.
Or how they keep showing
outside
up.
Outside of just sheer greed.
Yeah.
That's another reason I don't really like movies like this. Is like, you do all this crap and they just come back. It's so frustrating.
Yes.
Like, unless it's like, you know, Scream, where it's just somebody else, like a copycat, then it like...
Well, I always thought that Castlevania games did a good job of explaining, like, why do you have to keep killing Dracula? Oh, well, he gets resurrected every 100 years. That's a pretty easy.
Yeah, they like got magic. This one's like, this dude drowned, but also kept growing, and his mom actually killed everybody. Oh, by the way, the last second. Oh, here's his full-grown corpse coming out.
And his
water.
Whole body is fine, except for his face has been soggy.
And then he finds some type of weight training program, comes out super buff, and...
yes! Jack!
He's just full of fish. Like, it's just a child's body stuffed full of fish. They're so angry about water pollution.
Have you... Have you guys seen What We Do in the Shadows? Like, gone through the show?
Yes.
No, I have not.
Oh, yes. Man. So there's a... We're going back through it for the second time, and we just got through the Colin Robinson at the end, where he's like, oh, he's still fine, and his face gets crushed in, and goo goes everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I imagine Jason would be if he's been underwater for decades.
No, like I said, I think the point of Jason is he's just... He's that... It kind of makes you nervous because you know you can't sympathize with him, you can't reason with him.
Well, no, the second movie.
Stop him.
That's how the girl gets away.
Yeah, yeah, and like I said, they what they did eventually, though, is they did kind of give him some weaknesses based on that stuff. Like, it made him, like, you can trick Jason by pretending to be his mother, or he's got a weakness to water. Like, a lot of times, it'll be used, like, as a final kind of, like, finishing move on him, is to put him back in the lake and sink him to the bottom.
That's
but other
great.
Than that, they don't explain how he got to be. He just is. And that's scary.
I've been rewatching and rereading Inuyasha.
Okay.
So all I could think about was like, okay, there's all these demons that come back, but they're like, or these spirits, but they're like, they just, their bodies or whatever, just end up becoming like vessels for like malevolence of people around them that got killed or things like that. And that makes more sense.
All right, so
he just drowned us.
Let me give you an analogy if I can. All right, so have you all seen the first Terminator film? Okay.
I've seen
all
that.
Right. So the thing that's scary about the Terminator, which they kind of, as much as I love Terminator 2, and I love Terminator 2, like, they try to, like, start make you sympathizing with the Terminator. And he's flat out terrifying in the first film just because, much like Jason, you can't stop him. He can't be reasoned with and he can't be understood. So that's...
No, but you understand why. He's like, that's his objective.
Jason's...
Like, he's got a mission.
Jason's objective is to kill. That's it.
Well,
but the why. It's the why.
I think that's...
Terminator, that's is his objective is to kill because he was programmed to do so.
So yeah. Jason is programmed to do so.
By who?
By who?
Doesn't matter. He
the
just
fish.
Is.
His mom like, just drops a message in a God, bottle every day. Dear Jason, if you could read this, I need you to avenge your own death.
So... I'm just going to say this. I think a lot of movies and a lot of, like, fandoms are sometimes lessened by the more info you have about the villain.
Well, yeah.
To an extent.
If you sometimes revealing too much ruins it. But I don't think... there's no mystery. The only mystery about Jason isn't, like... It's not like a real mystery.
It's laziness.
Like they just forgot to tell us. Or
yeah,
they just neglected.
There is that, too. Don't get me wrong, guys. It is like the perfect premise. Oh, we don't have to really explain why Jason comes back. He just does. So there's always that. Plus, like I said, it's always just like, all right, let's think of some new ways to kill people and then have Jason do it. And he gets creative. One of my favorite kills is, I can't remember if it's in... Jason X or... I think it's in Jason X. He gets somebody in their sleeping bag, grabs the end of it, and just beats them against a tree. It's brutal. It's great, though. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
So, Oh, go ahead, JJ.
Go ahead, Mike. No, go ahead.
Well, mine's going to be kind of off topic, so if you can... Yeah, you should probably go.
No, I was just going to agree with that. I laughed pretty hard when I saw that person get slammed against a tree in that sleeping bag. And I didn't know if that's how I was supposed to feel. Like, it was a weird thing to laugh at that. And then I realized that these movies are just fun at this point, so.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you got to give Jason some credit. He does have some pretty original kills in these films. Like, he varies it up. Like, you know, if it's... Michael Myers is always going to just use a butcher knife or his, like, bare hands. But Jason will use whatever's available to him. He's kind of a MacGyver of killing.
Yeah, didn't he slam a guy's face into a tree and then it had the don't worry, be happy smiley face? Okay.
Yes. Oh, yep.
Which one was that? Five?
Oh, it may be. And also, I just also will say this. I didn't pick five because it's kind of like the most controversial of all the series because it is a copycat killer in that one. Until the very, very end. No, if you happen to watch five, just know that you're dealing with a fake out situation.
A fake? Like milk? Yep.
Even the Mega Man games got to that point where they were like, well, we can't make Wily be the villain every time. Let's pull in, who was it, Dr. Doppler, and then they frame Proto Man, but then it's always Dr. Wily in the end.
It's always Dr. Wily.
All right, so the other tangent I was going to have is, so a few weeks ago I was on APM, which is like the service that we pay for at work to use like licensed music.
Okay.
And I was just looking at their newer uploads and just saw all these, because this was in the like midsummer, all of these Christmas playlists out of nowhere. Then I realized like, oh yeah, it's probably because people are rounding out their production on whatever's going to air this Christmas now. And then I started thinking, Jesus Christ, that means that people are churning stuff out a year in advance specifically for a holiday. And that essentially is Friday the 13th. Because if you look at all the movies, they came out every year. The only difference was this one was 2 years apart. From three.
Yeah, it was. Yep, and it typically will always try to come out on the 13th. They don't often come out in October, though. Like, this one specifically came out in April.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's like a year and a half, then.
Close.
Yep.
Dang.
It was originally scheduled to be released in October, but it was pushed to April.
Well, here I was thinking it was like Nightmare Before Christmas. They're like, all right, time to start working on next year's.
Oh. Yeah. 364.
And I will also just give a shout out to, Samantha mentioned his dancing, but Crispin Glover. Man, that is a person.
What was he in?
Back to the Future.
That's right. He was the his was, dad younger.
He was Marty's dad. Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
He should have been able to take. I think Crispin Glover, the person, not even a character, would be able to kill Jason just by being so fucking weird.
He is a unique looking dude.
And he's a weirdo.
Yeah,
like
he's pretty famously
a weirdo. Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got like a clown album or something, or a song. Like, he is bizarre.
Huh.
He's like I would say he's almost like a real-life version of what Pee-wee Herman is supposed to be.
Was he in one of the Batman movies? Was he a Batman villain? Who am I thinking of that was Scarecrow?
Oh, no. That's,
That's
the guy that plays,
Peaky Blinders.
He's Peaky Blinders. He's,
they kind of look similar, though, right?
Oppenheimer. He does. Like, Crispin Glover is a, he's a pretty, like, Hollywood handsome kind of guy. But, yeah.
He's just weird.
Like,
is it pronounced Cillian Murphy or Cillian Murphy?
I think it's technically Cillian, I believe.
I feel like I've seen that dude in something else.
All right, so I'm trying to say, have you seen Charlie's Angels? He's the main villain in that.
Yes, yeah. The hair sniffer.
As Thin Man, yeah.
He was.
He's in Dead Man. Willard. No.
Oh. What?
He wasn't in Dead Man.
Yeah, Chris.
That's Johnny.
No, Dead. Crispin Glover's the guy on the train in Dead Man that does that like 10-minute dialogue.
Oh.
Man, I haven't watched that in a while. That's one of Skid's favorites. So good,
yeah.
Oh, you're right. I've only seen it the one time. But I do know, what's it? Nobody? He's in Reservation Dogs.
Reservation Dogs? Is that good?
Yeah. It's great. Okay.
I've been thinking about checking that out. Good to know.
Yeah, I've not seen him in anything except for Back to the Future.
I'll just send you...
Crispin, he's in Alice in Wonderland.
I am.
I'll send you a couple video clips, and you'll have seen it all. There's some weird things that he's been in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of...
He's one of the...
Not B movies, but...
He doesn't, like, do a lot of full A-list, but he also... He's not one of those people that's dropped off, like, into the direct DVD. This guy is just a...
Well, he seems to be a regularly working actor, which is an accomplishment for any child actor.
I was just looking at his...
Yeah, he's just vibing.
His filmography is from 1983 all the way up to 2020. And he's got 2-3 films in post-production. And that's just his movies. He's got TV shows he's on and stuff like that. So...
I gotta find that song. It's so... He's a strange man. But I appreciate him.
Yes, the music video is called Clowny Clown Clown.
That's it. Yeah, okay.
Yep. All right, anybody else got anything left to say about Friday the 13th?
Somebody should cast Disintegrate on him.
That would just make him angry.
Cast Phantasmal Killer on him, and then there'll be he'll have his own murderous stalker.
So
how the turntables.
I will say this. I mentioned the Friday the 13th NES game. There was a new game from the Friday the 13th series last couple years, and it had a great design and premise. I'm just sad that it's now, I think, been delisted due to some, like, legal issues. It was great. So it was like a team. You were a team of counselors, and you were basically running away from one player playing as Jason. But in that game, also, if you get like the power up, guess who you come back as? Tommy Jarvis. Yep.
Tommy Jarvis came in with the shotgun every time. It was great. Yes. It's so good. That game was actually fantastic.
Yeah, it was really cool. And, like I said, I think it sucks that they had to kind of stop doing things for it because some legal stuff. But I will also say this. Tommy Jarvis, apparently, there have been a series of fan films about the Tommy Jarvis character. So, yeah.
He just does not have a name that warrants so much publicity. Tommy Jarvis.
I feel like I was shoved in a locker.
So, did you get a chance to watch any of these films?
I did not. I've when it comes to fan films, it's one of those things you kind of have to work yourself up to because you know you're going to hit a certain level of cringe, right? You just always know it. But you also got to kind of respect that the people went and worked this hard on it, and it's a passionate thing that they've done, so you got to respect it, but you also got to be kind of like in the right mood. But anyway, one last thing. Did you guys know there was a Friday the 13th TV series?
Yeah, because I looked up the Wikipedia for this series, so not the TV series in itself, but the I saw it was listed.
How many seasons?
But
though?
Interesting. I think it was a couple, actually. Okay.
When?
But interestingly enough, it is. It has nothing to do with Jason, or he's maybe in maybe one or two episodes of the entire thing, or like hinted at, but it has nothing to do with the film series.
Hmm. Huh. So,
but they are.
Oh, go ahead.
But they are known to be related. It's not one of those things where it's just like these things have the same name. It's literally called Friday the 13th, the series.
Well, that's interesting. I wonder why it was. I mean, did they have it because of Tales from the Crypt, Tales from the Dark Side, and they can just make
things like that?
Okay.
And maybe, just maybe, another very popular 80s slasher film.
Wait, before you go to that, I was going to bring it back to games. Do we think that this was the main influence from, what was it, Splatterhouse?
Yeah, oh, yeah, totally. Totally was the main
influence
for that game. Yep.
This sounds absolutely unrelated.
It's probably name only just so they can cash in on that franchise.
Or like I said, maybe they were competing with another franchise that we'll talk about on the next episode of Funsphere Movie Club. All right, bye everyone. Bye.
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 Bye.